You're listening to The Andy Finn Show, centrally located in America, on the TAFS Radio Network.
We are back on The Andy Finn Show, and before I go on to talk about North Korea, I should talk a little bit more about the world of politics. There's a couple of things worth talking about. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the Foley scandal. I do think that that's going to continue to hurt Republicans. Not Foley himself, which is bad enough. Any time anybody shows an interest in a sexual interest in people under the age of 18, we got a problem. But it isn't so much that that tars Republicans. It doesn't. But the fact that the leadership knew about this, and people have known about this on the Hill for quite some time, is problematic. And what's interesting, maybe there may be a kind of a backlash here. This story doesn't get talked about much. But first of all, I think it's going to hurt in the elections. They're in trouble in the next 3 weeks. The Foley scandal is going to reduce Republican numbers. I don't know that there'll be a tsunami that'll sweep over Republicans come election day, but the late-breaking voters this time are not going to break Republican. This is not going to be rallying around the terror and scare tactics of Bush and Rove. I don't think. We shall see what they come up with in the way of a October surprise. But at this point, I don't see any way that Republicans end up in anything but a mess here. So we'll see about that. But the Foley thing is going to contribute to that. But the other thing that's going to happen, the fallout from this, because it's going to take months, maybe years, to sort it all out. Who knew what in the Republican leadership or the Democratic leadership? Some Republicans immediately assumed that since this happened a month before the election to them, that the Democrats leaked it. And this was a bad time, as far as the Republicans were concerned, for somebody to come forward with information about children being molested. I know that doesn't sound quite right, but that's kind of what they're complaining about. But here's the bigger problem. Part of the reporting that's coming out, if you read the lengthier articles about all this stuff, is the culture that's here in Washington. It turns out that people like Foley, who was a gay man but not openly gay, it was obvious to a lot of people, but he has never come out of the closet, that people like him and Colby, the only Republican who is an announced gay member of Congress, these guys had contact with the Pages, and the male Pages in particular. And I just mean they were in touch with them. They followed up. They made phone calls. They got together with them for dinner or things. And so it turns out when you start peeling back the onion, when the reporters do in D.C., what they're finding is there's this network of aides to different congressmen and women, and there's this network of gay people that seem to know each other and work together and work to head off problems like Foley. And so what I think the average Republican out in the heartland is unaware of, the social conservative Republican that supports the Republican Party, may have the right instincts when they're not happy with inside the Beltway behavior. Because basically, inside the Beltway, the institutional Republicans, the Wall Street Republicans, the fiscal conservative Republicans, whatever else you want to call them, law and order Republicans, other than social conservatives, those Republicans don't really have a problem with gay people. And they're not interested in rooting out gays and firing them. They're not interested in discriminating against them. They're interested in what any given person can do in their job, and they want them in those jobs. And so what Republicans out in the heartland are going to discover, I think, over the next couple of years, is that Republicans in Congress and in the government have tolerated a lot of gays in their staffs and in Congress, not asking any questions, and that these folks kind of stick together, and they all knew about the Foley problem, I'm assuming, because some of them were apparently warning other congressmen. Anyway, without going too much farther into that, it'll be interesting to see how all of that plays out. before we move on to North Korea or international politics as opposed to national politics, I do want to point out that the Republicans are most in trouble this election over Iraq. Because when you look at coverage of any campaign, whether it was the Ned Lamont defeat of Joe Lieberman, of course, Lieberman's going to retain his seat there, it's looking like, in Connecticut. He's going to win as an independent, and he'll still caucus with the Democrats, but he won't be any fan of Ned Lamont's. But there and in other races, New Jersey, here in Virginia, it's Webb against the war and Allen in favor of the war in Iraq. And so another example is this race out in Minnesota. Mark Kennedy is the Republican candidate, and Amy Klobuchar, I think is her name, is the Democrat. And she's anti-war, and he's in favor of the war in Iraq. And so, in fact, he's running for the Senate, but he is a three-term congressman, so he voted for the war in Iraq. And they were on TV yesterday debating it. And clearly, the anti-war crowd or side usually has the upper hand because the war hasn't gone very well. And so it doesn't look like the right decision at this point. And so that's why I say the Republicans are in trouble. Now, what's interesting is how James Baker fits into all of this. James Baker has a new book out, so he's making the talk show circuits this week. But also, James Baker is heading a committee on behalf of George W. Bush and the Congress to come up with some alternative strategies for Iraq. Now, that's interesting since the president is staying the course and he's happy with the course, but he specifically asked Baker, and others did, to pull together a blue ribbon committee. They've got like 10 foreign policy heavyweights, including Lee Hamilton as the second in charge, the Democrat from Indiana, who was also one of the two chairs of the 9/11 Commission. Well, Lee Hamilton and Jim Baker, the old Bush family friend, Secretary of State under Ronald Reagan, and the guy that helped George W. Bush seal the deal with the votes in Florida after the election in 2000, he's stepping up to do this job. And he can't talk too much about it now, but the little bit I've seen him interviewed, obviously they're trying to keep it nonpartisan. They don't want to go back and assign blame. They want to come out and figure out where we go from here. Well, there are any number of options, but can you spell withdrawal? At some point, it involves us getting some troops out every so often until we don't have many troops there. You know, people have been calling it cut and run. But what's going to happen here is after this plan comes out, the president's going to have to announce that the goalposts have moved. He's going to have to declare victory and get out, which is what people joked we needed to do in Vietnam. And we hung on too long there. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. But Baker and Hamilton and that crew are not bringing out their recommendations till after the election. They're hopeful that then in that setting, a bipartisan agreement can come forward, and it can't be done without bipartisan agreement. I mean, Bush can change course, but unless there's some Democrats and Republicans, some serious political heavyweights and foreign policy heavyweights in agreement here in Congress, Bush won't be allowed to do what he probably wants to do, which is eventually to get some troops out of there. So we'll see how that plays out. And when we come back, I'm going to move on to discuss two kinds of people that Democrats are nominating these days, and it's an interesting pair of variables they're using to determine who they nominate.
So that's what there are some ideas, and my job is to, like, think beyond the immediate.
Hi, I'm Andy Finn. and I am begging you to listen to my show at www.andyfinn.us.
The Andy Finn Show, Uncommon Talk Radio.